Machlokes of Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda of Shoyitz Vestoyitz and Siman Kuf Beidale Beis Hashem. Just a slight hakdama to preach some of Vest. The Gemara's Machlokes between Rabbi Yitzchak and Rabbi Yehuda if Shoyitz Vestoyitz or the Oin is the Vest. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, Af Yomim Vestoyitz Vestoyitz, and the Gemara says, Amr Rabbi Yitzchak, Ketan Amr Rabbi Yitzchak Yomim Vestoyitz Vestoyitz, Hayis Lemud Li Yisroim Yem Esrim Li Yem Esrim, Mishay Shoyitz Vestoyitz, Nigia Yom Esem Eloi Ra Sal Sur Lashamash Kol Shei Shoyis Vishoyni Sivir Rebbe Yehuda Vyesi Matir Ad Shei Shoyis Vechasheshes Vesha Vishay Shoyis Avru Shei Shoyis Eloi Ra Sal Sur Lashamash Kol Yom Kula Sivir Rebbe Yehuda Vyesi Matir Menin Kol Mahala His Machloik is between Rebbe Yehuda and Rebbe Yehuda whether or not a woman whose derech is that she sees on a specific day and in a specific hour of that specific day is she usher for the entire Oino like Rebbe Yehuda holds or is she usher just for that Shah and the Shaila is L'chorda l'fir of Yaisi that says that she's Aser just for that Shah, why is she Aser? Taisus points out, V'cheshesh b'shal shishis, hainu kol shal shishis. She's cheshesh for the entire shal shishis. The Shaila is, why does she have to be cheshesh for the entire shal shishis? The L'chorda should only be cheshesh for the amount of time that she sees her in shal shishis. The truth is that L'chorda, the Oilam asks, because he placed the ask, and other Achronim asked, so what's kind of Rabbi Yosi? Does Rabbi Yosi not hold of Vizartim as B'nai Soma to Muslim? What happened to the Gzeris of Vizartim? And we darshan from there, Azhar B'nai Yisrael, Shifrishim, Mishretayim, Samach Levestim. L'chera, according to Rabbi Yehuda, for that reason, the Isha is Asura, the entire Oina that she has her vest. According to Rabbi Yosi, that she's only Asura for that hour. Vos Epis, what happened to the Drusha of Vizartim as B'nai Soma to Muslim? So L'chera, you could say that in Hanami he holds that even though she only has the derechis to see a chilek of the hour, she only sees for 15 minutes during the shashishis. Nevertheless, after din of Yizhartim, she's usher for the entire shashishis, like Taisa says. Then it's coming to Bavar in the din of Yizhartim Spinei Soma to Masam, why you usher for the entire shashishis, even though she only sees for part of it, after din of Yizhartim. The Rashash, on the other hand, if you look at his Mar, he says, Vos Epis over here, that Taisa says that she's us the entire Shashishis. So he says, it must be that her derech is to see at different times over Shashishis. She doesn't have a Kavua time to see over Shashishis, so she's us the entire time. He says, if not, why else would you be us there for the entire Shashishis? So the Kharla, if you what we're saying, it's very Gishmak why she's us for the entire Shashishis. She's us the Din Vizartim. However, the Rashash that she taught, sorry, later on the next day, says, Mavur, that the Rashash holds that there is no din of Yizhartim lefir of Yaisi. Is Matmiya on the Tesis Yantef, who brings down in the Mishnayis, I mean, Farish of Yaisi, brings down the Pasuk of Yizhartim Svenei Soma to Vosam. He says, Vos Epis, why are you bringing down Rabbi Yaisi? Rabbi Yaisi doesn't hold of Yizhartim. There is no Yizhartim. Maybe that's Meduyik a little bit in the Hemshech of the Gemara. The Gemara says, Umi Amar Rava Alach Rabbi Yehuda, not like Rabbi Yaisi. Umi Amar Rava Hachi, Vatani Yizhartim Svenei Soma to Vosam. Mikana Rabbi Yirmi Azal Bnei Yisrael Shifrit Shumun Shisein Samach Levestan Vekama Omer Rava Rabba Oino. So why does the Gemara ask Dafka, how could it be that Rava says that Allah is like Yehuda, I have a Pasuk of Yisartim, and if you held like Yehuda then Yisartim is not Shver L'chor Koshkin that Yisartim is Shver that you're also for an Oino that or Oino Achrisi. Tezer Rosh seems to say that in a Chanami it's a Koshkin, but if you learn Kepshutai the Mashmois of the Gemara is in Echanami. There is no dinner of Yizhartim lefi Rabbi Yosi. The whole dinner of Yizhartim is only because he said that Allah is like Yehuda, we have to ask from Yizhartim. Maybe there is no Yizhartim according to Rabbi Yosi. And the Shaila is though, why Taka? Why would there be no Yizhartim according to Rabbi Yosi? And Lachor, why couldn't you say Nuneach that there is Yizhartim according to Rabbi Yosi? Say like we said, why do you have to be Matcha and say that in Echanami it's not the derech to see? Rashash answers, he says that the reason why you ask the entire Shashish is because you see either sometimes at the beginning, sometimes in the middle, sometimes at the end. He says that's not a, then you're asking the entire Shashish. Why don't you say that in the Chanami? That's not what it's talking about. You have a specific time to see. And the reason why you ask the entire Shashish is because of the Pasuk of Yisartim. So I saw that on the bottom of the great two places, who asked the Shaila, he asked the same Shaila. He says, Rav Yosi doesn't hold of Yisartim. So the Maitzi La'ar is Matayin to Tezer Rosh and Tezvav. Tezer Rosh and Tezvav says, when he quotes the Gemara, if Yizhartim is B'nai Somi to Muslim, so he says, he has the same kasha as Tezis, How could you say that vessels to me there are abundant in your mutter right away afterwards? Because welcome heichem uteret. So I'm reading the sefer business was hazar levnei Israel sheyifri shumin sheisayin shoachas samach levestan. Shoachas samach levestan. What does it mean shoachas? I know achas samach levestan. What's shoachas samach levestan? So he's mitzayin to the sefer Rosh. He says Kenzayin to the sefer Rosh is going even the fear of Yisi. And the fear of Yisi nechanam is going to be his heart. There's another show. The same way that according to Rabbi Yehuda's entire oina zaser, according to Yesi, the same way that she sees for a shah, she has to be, she's muzer to be mafresh for a shah beforehand. Af oinis yamin v'shoyis vestis means that if she saw for the entire shah, or she has a shah which is her vest, she has to be makdim as the din of his heart and to be mafresh another shah. Now, l'chor, you can ask, sai mitzvaran, sai mikro. Mikro l'chor, I saw that the Machzor Vitri Yimamash has the exact same lashon of Shah. But Pashas Shah, whenever we say Shah, Shah is Lavdafka another hour. Shah means Zman Mut. The lashon of the Machzor Vitri is like this. He says, Higia Yoyim Shekava Boy Vest Gimel Pamim. The woman has a vest Kavua. And it came to the Oinas HaVest that she was Kavua, Gimel Pamim. Pereshet Mibala Shah Achas Samach Levestel. She's Peresh Shah Achas Mamash, the same lashon. Ubeidek is Tadir, the Kavinan Halach Kriv Yehuda. Why does she have to be Peresh? Because we pass like Kriv Yehuda. She also called Ace Vesta, Va'ino, Oyem, Eilayla. She's also for the entire day, the entire Shah, and the Oino. What do you mean? Just said a Shah beforehand. Elamai Shah is Lavdafka. Shah just means Izman Muet beforehand. But in the Chanami, Lachar Bapashta means entire Oino. So I don't know how much you can be direct from the Sezer Rosh. And more than that, Lachar in Svara, there's no such svara to say that she should have to be choshesh for another shah. Why? Because what's the machlokes in Rabbi Yitzchak and Yehuda? Rabbi Yitzchak says that if she sees only a specific hour, you only have to be choshesh in that hour. And what does Rabbi Yehuda say? No, we don't have to be choshesh for that. We have to be choshesh for more than that hour. It could be that the hour is lav dafka and she'll see sometime over the course of the Aminu. Now the Gemara says, brings down, the very next Gemara says in Samach HaKimol Amvez, says that if she sees b'nei tzachama, so if she mom, she's at the first second of Netzachama, she's mutter the entire night beforehand, and she's also only from Netzachama for the rest of the day. The shayla is for us. How come she doesn't have to be chayshish? What's the reason why I have chayshish samach leves? Because maybe the tashmish is going to be ma'ur the dam to come out. The shayla is, if that's the case, so when a woman sees that her vest is to see mamash at Netzachama, so 1 minute beforehand is the night beforehand. Why doesn't she have to be chayshish? Why doesn't she have to be perished so much so that it says, Prisha asked, the Achrayim asked, if you have to be Purish, Samach Levestan, so where do we have a din of Einisha Misaberet or Samach Levestan? You always have to be Purish, Samach Levestan. So maybe it's only when it's Yisrael Adar, some of the Achrayim say, it doesn't answer most of the questions. However, says the Prisha, if it's Samach Levestan, means if she has a vest, an Eitzachama, and she, an hour beforehand, even 5 minutes beforehand, she's Mutter, because it's a different item. The question is, why do you have to be Chayshish that the Tashmish is going to be Ma'ur the Dam to come out 1 minute beforehand in the Einu beforehand. And what is the Din? The Din is no, you only have to be Purish from Netzachama till the end of the day. But 1 second before the Einu, you don't have to, the vest, you don't have to be Cheshish. What's the Pshat? The Chor of Pshat is that we're never Cheshish, if a woman has a vest to see at a certain Einu, we're not Cheshish, she's going to switch that Einu to a different Einu. That's already a different time. And that's not her Kviyas. The only Chash is in the Yom of her Kviyas. Maybe, even though she's usually kavua for 6 o'clock, it's going to come at 4 o'clock. She's kavua for 4 o'clock, it's going to come at 2 o'clock. It'll switch around in that oino. However, to be choshish that it's going to be makdim to another oino, that is no pshat. If that's the case, then the same way that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're not choshish that it's going to be makdim to a different oino, but her according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're also not going to be choshish that it's going to be makdim another shah. If he says that you could be mitzamtim the vest to a specific shah, so then there's no chash that the Tashmish is going to be it to be makdim to a different shah. The same way, Vizhartim is never going to tell you that. Vizhartim only tells you in the oina that you're expecting it, then you have to be choshish because maybe it's going to come early on the day of the Tashmish. However, to be makdim to another oina, that we're not choshish for. The same way according to Rabbi Yossi then. In Rabbi Yossi, the chur, there's no chash to be makdim another. He wanted to say pshat is, Afiyu says a rush. And according to Rabbi Yossi, after you makdim another shah, lachar, there is no Indian to be makdim another shah. Being makdim another shah is like another oina, according to Yehuda. And therefore, lachar, there's no tzad that one should have to be makdim out vizharkan. However, when you have a vest for Netzachama, so in a chanami, 1 minute beforehand, you're mutter. However, you're also for the entire day afterwards. What's the reason why you're also for the entire day afterwards? Lachar, the whole shash is that the tashmish is going to be ma'ur the dam. If the tashmish is going to be ma'ur the dam, to come out early. Now, once the vest came and she didn't see, she's already holding fast Netachama. The vest didn't come, so why does she have to replenish anymore? She passed by the time that the vest was supposed to come and she didn't see. What's the reason that she has to be perished, Bechlal? If the whole shash is, the Tashmah is going to be earlier than that. So it could be that in Echanami, Taka Kol Shekein, that if we're Chayshish beforehand, that it's going to be earlier to come out, even though it's not the time for it to come, certainly if the time for it to come already came, and it's not here yet, then all it needs is a little bit of a push to come out. It needs a little bit to something to be earlier to come out. Then in Echanami, you have to be Chayshish. If you have to be Chayshish beforehand, then it's going to be Makdim to come at a time where it's not the normal time. Then certainly if the time already came and she didn't yet see it, Kol Shekein has to be Chayshish. Which would be Mazber, if that's as far, it would be Mazber the Ra'ah. The Ra'ah says, the Shita Sarah, the Ilam Saw, I think the Pisach Tshuva, I hope the Ilam Saw, in Beis, the Pisach Tshuva brings down that the Ra'ah is similar to the Noi Devi Huda in the fact that there's, even according to the Man Da'amar, Vesas Darabban, and he says there is a time that's the Ra'isa. However, like he points out, some server points out, that it's not exactly the same thing. The Noi Devi Huda, he held that the Fidaman of Revestas Derabanan, when is it the Raisa? Before the Shas Vest. That's when you have a Shas Raisa. Maybe the Tashmash is going to be heard, the Dam to come, and you have to be Choshish Shematira. Maybe she's going to see. When she passes by the Ainus of Vest to say the Choshish that she did see already, then I'm not Choshish. It's only a Shas Derabanan. Now, says the Ra'ah, Fakert. When are we Choshish that there's a when do we choshish for Vestas Daraisa? Not for before the Shas Vest. Before the Oynes Vest, before the actual Shas Vest, we're not choshish midaraisa. Only by the Shas Vest, till after the Shas Vest, till the end. Till the end of the Oynes. And Frakter Ashba, Le Matinu Le Chavar. We don't find anybody that says, like the Ra, that we're choshish more after the Shas Vest than before the Shas Vest. Fakert, we found in the Achrenim, the Rajba didn't find. We found Tzvaris B'Mechalak in the Achrenim that before the Shas Vest is more of a Chumrah than after the Shas Vest. So, if we're not choshish beforehand, we shouldn't be choshish afterwards. The few words we were saying it in to be mazber the Indian to be choshish after Netachama, so then we could be mazber the Ra'ah. Even though beforehand, what is the chash by the Hizaitos B'nai Yisrael? To be perish, Samach Leveston, because maybe the Tashmish is going to be Me'er the Dam. If you're telling me that beforehand there's a chash that it's going to be Me'er the Dam, even though it's not the Zman to come out, so Kol Shekein afterwards is going to be Ma'ur. So it's Shaykh. There's more of a Svara to be Choshish afterwards than beforehand. And merely, even if you're going to say beforehand is only the Rabbanon, afterwards that it already came to the Shas Vest and Shitaka didn't see it, we have to be Choshish. Anything might cause it to come out. Any little thing, and certainly Tashmish says the Kleftim Ma'ur, might be Ma'ur to come out. The Rashash, he, on the other hand, said something else. He went that there's no Vizharatim according to Rabbi Yisi, it seems. And what's the reason why you're usher for the entire Shoshishis? The Chari should only be usher if a woman sees for 15 minutes out of the 6 hours. She should only be usher for those 15 minutes. So up there we're talking about a lady that doesn't have a kavua time to see. Sometimes she sees at the beginning of the 6, sometimes in the middle, sometimes at the end. Mamela, her Shas HaVes is considered the entire hour. We saw a similar thing in the Shach. In Sif Beis, the Shach says to be Mazber, the Pshat of the Arzarua. The Arzarua of the Pashtis is Keneged a Gemar Mefreshes. The Gemara says by us in Unzer Sugya that when it says Vizharatim is B'nai Yisomu Tumasan as Harli B'nai Yisol Shiyut Vishum Minish Yisayin Sho'achas Samach Leveston, so the Gemara says Kamo Omer Rabo Oino My Love Oino Achriti Loi Oysa Oino. It's Oysa Oino. My Love Oino Achriti, is it not in addition to the Oino Savest another Oino, which would be like the Oino Zor Zerua? The Gemara says Loi, it's not Lehedi, it's not. Kind of the pashtis, the Achrenim Ma'ir, this, the Taz, the Bisesif, the pashtis is that there's a Gemara Mefreshes that says that there is no chash for the Einos Azarua to be makdim 12 hours, another Eino. That means that for a vest is sometime in the middle of the night, she has to be purged the entire night and the day beforehand. L'chur, there is no chash according to this Gemara. The Gemara says that Dafka in a case where she only have to be purged for that Eino, she doesn't have to be purged for the Eino beforehand. What's the Chanadar Azarua? Says the Shach, I'll tell you Chanadar Azarua. The Gemara, when it says you don't have to be perished the Aina beforehand, that's talking about a woman who has a Shokavua in the night to see. She always sees at 6 o'clock or 12 o'clock in the middle of the night. Then in the Chanami, she only has to be perished the night. She doesn't have to perish the day beforehand. However, a woman that doesn't have a Shokavua, sometimes she sees at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, sometimes she sees at 10 o'clock, sometimes she sees at 12, sometimes she sees at 2 in the morning, sometimes she sees at 4 in the morning.
When's her oinus avest? When's her shas avest? Her shas avest is the entire oina, from 6 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock in the morning. She doesn't have, it's not a specific time. Merely says it's doime to a woman who sees from 6 o'clock till 6 o'clock. A woman that sees from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Her, where's her precious samach levest? Her shas avest is the whole 12 hours. Where's her precious samach levest? It has to be the oina beforehand. Says the Rosh Hash, I'll find you a lady that's doime to this lady. A woman that sees sporadically over, she doesn't have a specific time where she sees over the course of the oina. Sometimes she sees in the beginning, sometimes she's in the end, sometimes in the middle. She's ki'ilu, as if she sees the entire time, that the entire zman becomes her shas avest, and she has to pray the entire time. It's the same you say to the Rosh Hash, that even if you don't hold the din of Yitzhartem, still you have to be purged the entire time. The entire time is considered your shas avest. You have to be purged the entire time. If you hold it, there's a din like Rabbi Yehuda of the Yitzhartem, then you have to purge another oino. Now,
Somewhere between 6 hours, not the whole
day.
You know, not the whole day.
L'chur, according to this, if you know that it's not the whole day, then in Chanami, L'chur, you would be only L'chur. According to that, you wouldn't have to be perish. Your vizhartum would be nichlal in the other time. The Rikivayevir's murder on the Shach, he says arvich arvatarach. So you wanted to bring a raya from the fact that it says, you said that a woman that doesn't have a ves kavua for a specific time in the oina, she sometimes sees in the middle, sometimes in the beginning, sometimes the end. She's like a woman who sees from 6 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock in the morning, and that woman for sure she has to be perished any beforehand. Frektu Ki Vega, who told you that? Who told you that that woman that you're being semich on, that sees from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock, has to be perished any beforehand? Arvich Arvitzar, who told you that? And the Shalos Pashit, what do you mean who told you that? What happened to the din of his hartam? What's Rabbi Kivayi talking about? A woman that sees from Vizhartan's Renee Somit to Muslim, you have to be purged Samech La'ina Savest. Now, if her Aina Savest is from 6 o'clock in the afternoon till 6 o'clock in the morning, because that's her Aina Savest that she sees, then you have to be purged Samech to the Vest. That means you have to be purged more than that. Where's the Samech Levest? Of course you have to be purged. This woman doesn't have a din of Vizhartan. L'chur the Pshat is, like we said beforehand, that there's no Chshash, according to Yehuda, that you're going to be makdim to another Aina. That Vizhartim doesn't tell you. Vizhartim just tells you that you might be makdim in that oina itself. You might be makdim to an earlier time, or might come a little bit later in that oina. To switch an oina l'chur, there's no tzad. And in the Chanami, such a woman that has from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock, she sees, shitaka, there is no din of Vizhartim, because that's not what Vizhartim tells you. The whole mahus of Samach Levestan is that in that oina have to be chayshish. To switch to a different oina, I don't have to be chayshish. But maybe such a woman that sees from 6 o'clock till 6 o'clock, she has no din of chayshish Samach Levestan. The Shal is though, Rikiv Eger should have said even something better. Her. Even if Noniach, that you're right, that a woman that sees from 6 o'clock till 6 o'clock, she in Echanami has to be purged the Oina beforehand. But a woman that doesn't see from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock, sometimes she sees at 6, sometimes she sees at 8, sometimes 10, sometimes 12, sometimes 2, sometimes 4. Such a woman, she doesn't see the entire time. Being purged the entire 12 hours is a kima, Prisha Samach Levest. I grata don't know when the Oina Savest is going to be. I don't know this time if it's going to be at 12, this time it's going to be at 6, this time it's going to be at 10. I have no idea when it's going to be. I'll be purged the entire 12 hours. And for sure I have a kiyum of some time over the course of the Oina that I'm being purged, which is not the Shas Avest. L'chur, that should be a kiyum of Prisha Samach Levest. L'chur, it's mavur from Mekiva Eger, and it's mavur from the Shach, also, who says that you need a Prisha, and such a lady needs a Prisha of another Oina. Vai says that this is not considered a prisha of Oina Samach Levest. And the Chur is before this way in the Miri also. The Miri says, Vatzepet, that according to Rabbi Yossi, the original question we asked, according to Rabbi Yossi, why you ask for the entire Shalshishis? You should only ask for that amount of time in the Shalshishis. Says the Miri, Ein medaktikin mikviyas vest l'chalokim shabo, el kol ha'shah asura. You're not mechalik in the Shah, we don't work it out with minutes. The entire hour is going to be asur. He should have said that. Why do you have to say in medaktik? Even if you are medaktik, the entire hour is also the din of Yitzhartem. The Chur Mashmoy says that the din of Yitzhartem, if a woman doesn't have a specific time, there is no din of Yitzhartem which is going to tell you that if you don't know when she's going to see over the course of this hour, you don't know when she's going to see over the course of this oino, that you could be perished the entire time, and that's the kim of Yitzhartem. And the Shal is for us, why takana? The Chur would be a smach for the Bina Sadam, the Chacham Sadam, that says that the Shas Oina Savest itself, there's three times in Oina. There's before the actual time that she's supposed to get her vest,
This is the Shas vest itself, that 1 hour that she might see it. In other words, she always sees every 28 days at night. At night is 12 hours. When during the night does she see? 6 hours in the night. She sees at 12 o'clock at night. That's when she sees. So Be'etzim, you have from 6 o'clock in the afternoon till 12 o'clock at night. That's the Oina Samoch Levest. Then you have 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock is the time that she sees. That's the Shas vest itself, the Eis vest itself. And then you have it after the vest, from 1 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. Now that which it says, that it's an Asmach to Ba'alma, says the Chochmas Adam, the 1 hour that's Mamish, the Shas vest, that actual hour, not for sure she's Asmi Deraisa. That you don't need a Pasuk of Yisartim for. She has no Cheskes Tara for that. She always sees at that time. She has no Cheskes Tara. There's nothing to say that she should continue. There's nothing to say that she should be Tara at that time. If that's the case, then even without the Din of Yisartim, a woman that sees over the course, sometimes she sees at 6, sometimes 8, sometimes 10, sometimes 12, she's the Sufik Daraisa of when she's going to see over this Aino. Even without the Pasuk of Yisartim, she has to be perished the entire Aino. The entire Aino turns into her vest. There is no time, specific time. That's the Chara, the Vart of the Shach. The entire Aino turns into a Shasa vest. The entire, the way the Rosh Hashanah is saying, and Kivagir is masking to that. In the Chanami, the entire Aino turns into a Shasa vest. You have to be chayish on a Daraisa level. When is it going to be? Is it going to be Mamish at 10 o'clock? Is it going to be 12 o'clock? Is it going to be at 6 o'clock? Yeah, we don't know. Therefore, you have to be choishish midaraisa. And therefore, even without the din of yitzhartim, you're going to be usher for the entire that entire time, that entire hour. Now, lamaisa is not so partial, like we mentioned. I hope darim saw also the Rashba says lamaisa lehevya that even shas the vest itself is only darabanan. Now, there are rishonim that say it could be that even rav rishonim at the end of the day hold that at least a chelik of the vest is daraisa. Either the Shasa vest, the Ritva holds it, like the Skalk Masad, the Shasa vest Mamish is considered the Raisa. However, there are Kama Rishenim that seems to say that even the Shasa vest itself is only the Rabbanon, the Rajva, the Ravid, they hold that even the Shasa vest, and it seems that the Beis Yosef, the Elam Sol, the Beis Yosef now, he named on Kipshutai, the Beis Yosef names on, it's a Pele, he doesn't even entertain such a Tad that there's any Shita that holds that any part of the vest is the Rabbanon, is the Raisa. Because he brings down the Ran. He says, Vizhartem, Tasmachta Baalma. He says, Aval Besefer Atruma Kasav, Dimderaisa Aser, Bechin Kasvatezim, Ser Paragavali Vimtoi, Vegamarash Kasav Shom Kain. He brings on three Rishonim that say that Samach Levestim is Daraisa. And he's Machit, Veshim Daraisa, the Shikasav Lav Dafka. Elohim Mashish Lasmachim Daraisa. He's not even Mitzadid that there is maybe a possibility that the whole of Saka Daraisa. Certainly the Rashba says Lehevya that even Mishas Vest is not considered Daraisa, it's not a Chash Daraisa. However, if you would have to go like this Chachmas Adam, like the Ritva that it holds this way, then you have a Smach to understand the Shita of the Rashash, of the Shach, of Rav Kiva Eger, that seems to say if you have a Suffolk, when you're going to see over the course of the 12 hours, that the entire 12 hours are Usar, even without the Din of Yisartim B'nei Salmi Tumasim. That the Hakdama to Prisha Samach Levest. Simen Kuf Pei Dalet. The Mechaber says in Kuf Pei Dalet Sif Aleph, Roi v'noshem yesh l'investeis liris b'zman yadua. Kigayin mi'esrim l'esrim yorim, or mi'lamen l'lamen yorim. Chol ish yesh l'vest kavua, bo ale ha'shem v'shat vesto, ve'ein atzrich ha'bedig lefnei tashmish. Says the Ramo, gamin l'lachmei l'vdekasim l'lifnei tashmish l'yachat tashmish l'yili b'nei foyi. So the Mechaber starts off that Rav Noshim has a vest Lizman Yodua. Again, we ask him the estimate of Ilam Elam. Which sounds like that the standard vest is a vest of Haflogos. You see every 20 days, every 30 days. That's the standard vest. Not Yom HaChodesh and not Vest Haguf. But the standard vest would be a certain amount of days. It can be Vest Haguf with a certain amount of time. But a certain amount of time of haflogos that a woman sees. As a matter of fact, we'll see Bezer Hashem soon that the Ramban names on that there is no such thing as a vest for Yom HaChodesh B'chlal. It doesn't make any sense, he says. Pliyo das mimeni nizgavo le'uchala, says the Ramban. I can't understand for the life of me how it could have anything to do with the day of the month. What's happening? 1 month it's Malay, 1 month it's Chaser. How could it be that every month you end up on the same day? Imagine somebody told you that I have a vest kavua for the 27th of the English month. January 27th, February 27th, March 27th. You say every single month, it's like that. Do they have a vest kavua? Think of the devar. There's no way. Some months have 31, some months have 30, some months have 28, some months. What are the regards of months? They're nothing. Granted, it comes up, it's always in 27, but it would never be Kaveh Aves, because there's no gurim that you could pin it on. By Asloga, there's something you could pin it on, he says, a woman is Memali Venefetis, her body fills up, and after a certain amount of time, the lining sheds. Does that happen after a certain amount of days, every single month? That makes a lot of sense. That's what it seems like the standard haflog, the standard vest is a vest lahaflogis. Now, how do you count the vest lahaflogis? When a woman gets her vest lahaflogis, when does she count 20 days or 30 days? So, the Chassam Sofer and the Bishlema and the Sholem Rishon say that Kach Nispash Tarobi Yisrael, not like the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Not on the Maariv Kemis, but it should be. It's Shulchan Aruch Harav in this siman, in Sifkot and Chof Beis. If you have a chance to look at it, that you could either reckon it. What's the aflaga like we're saying? Aflaga is after she sheds her lining, then the lining grows again, and she sheds it again. So lechura, it would make more sense theoretically to say that you should count from after she stops seeing. She sees for 3 days, then count from then till the next time that she sees. How many days was that? 26 days. So count 26 days till the next time that she sees. And then she should count again when she sees again. She sees for 4 days this time. She counts 26 days after that. The Nispash Tairah that she counts not from the end of her Re'iyah, it's not in between the Re'iyahs, rather it's the first day of the Re'iyah. That means she counts the first day of the Re'iyah as the first day of her vest, and she counts the first day of the next Re'iyah as the last day. And however many days that is, 27 days, then that's her aflago. And once again, when she counts again, she counts the first day that she saw as the first day of 127. And she counts up to 27, and that day that she counts is going to be the day that she has to be chayshish for. And the same thing applies to Ayin HaBeinonis. Ayin HaBeinonis is not afterwards, like the Shachas maybe Mitzadin, as we'll see in Kofetes. Rather, it's always we count the first day that she sees, that's day number one that a woman counts. She counts up till the next time that she sees, that's the last day. Then once again, she counts that day that she saw again, and she makes a cheshbon of when she has to be chayshish for. Now the Shach says over here that a woman, a standard woman, has a vest milamid yoyim, and stam vest milamid yoyim. And he says that in loykov a vest as misam a vesta kol lamid b'seich lamid mikrish lebishas vesta. We'll see in kuf pei vav beis Hashem that a woman that doesn't have a vest kavua, it's machlokes as rishonim. She has to do bedikas, according to some rishonim. Now, when is it considered shalei b'shas vesta? So, says the Shach, a woman that doesn't have a vest, her shas vest is lamed yoyim. And up until lamed yoyim, it's considered shalei b'shas vesta. In fact, the Gracie Uplasi, the Pesach Shuvah, it's Mitzayin, the Gracie Uplasi, doesn't say what he asks. In fact, the Gracie Uplasi, so how do you ever have a woman that doesn't have a vest? Every woman that doesn't have a vest, yoyim lamed is yoyim vesta. Is Ayin HaBeinonis is yoyim vesta. And she should never have to be choishish any time before Yom Lamed. So the Achrenim, Shigitar, Chavazdas, Atzilavoyna, they're all Masber, the Shach. The Shach is talking about a woman that hasn't seen three times yet. She's a young woman, she's 12 years old, and she's now seeing for the first time. She's married. She wants to know when she should be choishish for her vestas. So she saw twice. And she hasn't been koveya that she has no kavua. Generally a woman, when she's 20 years old, she knows for the last 20 months, or 8 years, she hasn't been seeing kavua. So she knows she's not a kavua. The woman that's just starting to see, she doesn't know that she's kavua until she sees three times and she hasn't been kaveya. But Meila, up until the time that she's kaveya, that she's not kavua, that she sees three times, we have to presume every month that she's going to see on Yom Lamed, and up until Yom Lamed she's considered that she's not kavua. We're not talking about a woman that already saw three times. And it's mavur that way. The Shem Galev is mavur. The very next of Kotan in the Shach says, V'chol isha sheish levet kavua, says the Shach, Aval ein la vest kavua, nizbar adin simin kuf peivav. Someone that doesn't have vest kavua, ayin simin kuf peivav. What do you mean? You just said that a woman that doesn't have vest kavua up until Day Lamed is her vest kavua. Elamai, we're talking about two different ladies here. A woman that's seen for 20 years and she doesn't have any kavua, that's the lady that we're talking about in simin kuf peivav that needs bedikas before Tashmish. A woman that just started seeing and she doesn't know when she's going to see, she hasn't been kaveh that she's not kavua, and a chanami, she doesn't have any chayshish to Lamed. But maybe, like the Shiva lady points out, this halacha is not very negia, the Shach is saying, because most women nowadays do not get married within the first 3 months of seeing, and therefore they already know that they're not kavua, and their halacha is negia, the same halachas that we'll see in Kuf Pei Vav. He understood that any woman that does, how do you learn the next Shach? How do you learn the next Shach according to that? So, I don't have an answer. It could be that he understood that
if you already saw once or twice, then you know for sure that you're not kavua for. If you haven't seen them the same time, then even if you haven't seen three times, but you already know that you're not kavua, you don't need three times to see that you're not kavua. So he understood that Shach talking about even somebody that was beforehand. With regard to bedikus before and after tashmish, so we saw the Gemara says on Yerbez and Aleph, the Gemara asks there's two members over there whether or not you should do bedikus. It's not exactly clear what the Gemara is talking about. Rashi and Tosfos learned that the first shaila was should you do bedikus lifnei tashmish, and the second shaila was should you do bedikus after tashmish, and the answer to both of them was a resounding no. Do not do it beforehand. Why? Because she's going to be libay naikfay. What's the libay naikfay? Tosfos says that. Why he's going to think, the husband's going to think, why is she doing Medika? She must have had Aragosha. She had Aragosha, so then he's going to be Purish. Now the Shah is a simple Shah, so check the Medika to see whether or not anything came out on it. So the Rishonim Bavarnas, Rishonim Bavitan Rabban, they say that in Echlami they're going to be Cheshish that maybe she's Mahuma Levesa, she's in a rush to be Mishamish, and therefore maybe she wasn't Vaidik Yafa, or maybe he got lost. Once there's Aragosha, there's already Cheshish that it's not going to be that she wasn't Vaidik Yafa, and therefore he's going to be perish. With regard to afterwards, he's going to be perish because maybe she's going to be choshish that if she's going to find Dam right away and she's going to be chayav chatas, then this time is already too late, but next time I'm not going to make the same mistake. I'm not going to take a chance that she's going to nail me, and therefore he's going to be perish next time. Now, the other Rishonim learn differently. The Rambam seems to learn that in a Chanami, the only iser is a bedika lifnei tashmish, but after tashmish, there's an inning to do bedika. Not only that, the Goyis Maimini that the Beis Yosef brings down says that even before tashmish, there's an inning to do bedika. There's even though the Gemara seems to say that you shouldn't do bedika, that's only in a case where say that Achrayim. That's only in a case where the Baal wasn't metave. But if the Baal was metave you to do bedika, there's no chash anymore. The whole chash is that he's going to be libra nekfar. Why is she doing a bedika? She must have had a hargasha, and therefore he's going to be chayshish. But in a case where he initiates it and he asks her to do it, then there's no chash of leaving her perish. And therefore, lechera, according to that, there would be mutter, maybe even a mitzvah kenzayin, for the husband to tell the wife to do bedikah for tashmish. Now, how does the mechaber paskin? It's not exactly clear on the mechaber paskin. The shach understands that the mechaber paskin is like the Rambam, that in a chanami, ein atzricha bedikah lifnei tashmish, well, after tashmish, she should do bedika. The Yad Avram learns differently. He says no. When the Ramah says gam in lo la'achmer levdik atzma lo lifnei tashmish v'lo la'achmer tashmish, it's not a yesh emir. It's being mefarish the mechaber. The mechaber taka holds that also there should be no bedika not before tashmish and not after tashmish. Not either one is usher. It's going even the Rambam is maskim that there is a din that even the mechaber is maskim lahalacha. That we go like Tosfos and Rashi, that one should not be Vedic not before Tashmish and not after Tashmish. Now, Lalach Lamaisa, that's how we go. The Shevet Levi says even Sfardim shouldn't be Machmir, that they don't need to be Machmir to do Vedic before Tashmish, Altus Machaber. Good, certainly, like the Achronim, besides, certainly those that go like the Ramah, that are Cheshish for the Ramah, but, even not, Ken Zayin that the Mechaber himself holds that you do not need a B'dikah lifnei tashmish. Now let's say the Baal is mitzaveh for the woman to do B'dikah lifnei tashmish. Then, or B'dikah, you could really ask the question B'dikah achar tashmish also according to the Baal. Right? The Shulchan Aruch Harav says, even if the Baal is mitzaveh to do bediga achar tashmish, then she should not do it. Why not? Because if she's going to find something, then Echanam is going to be perished next time. So even mitzivo yabal, one should not do that. How about a bediga lifnei tashmish? There you don't have the chash you're going to nail. He's going to get nailed. Should she do bediga lifnei tashmish? So there, lechera, it's not mefurish that she shouldn't do it. It could be that she could do it. Now, it's not always the best idea to do it. Like the Levushi, I think the minig is, like the Levushi here, he says, that even if Nei Tashmish, it is Ein Loi Lamaher Letzavis LaLivdek D'Yesh Mekalkul Yesh Memashim Misakin. That a lot of times you can make things worse than make things better. Especially at a scenario that somebody told me that right after he was a chassan, he when he got to the hotel, he told the Kala to do a deacon before Tashmish. Now, Lachar, there was no Isser. The question is, what should she have said there? Right? She's a little bit stuck. But she should have said, hey, Kufay Dal, Sefaos, you know, Sefaos, Sefaos, and we shouldn't be waiting. Does it work, Betzibay Abal? Should you do it? Now, a lot of times you can cause issues. You wonder what happened, it was okay. But at the end of the day. But there's other reasons not to do it. The same reason why one should not be marbeh b'dikas b'shalei b'shas, where you're not mechuyev to it, like we're about to see, is also another reason not to do it beforehand. And also, b'chlal, you're going to get into shailas of shailas. It's 12 o'clock at night. What's he going to do if they have a shaila on it? They're going to have to be purish. A lot of times, he's going to be makalkal more than he was sakin, and therefore, unless it's extenuating circumstances, one should b'derech klal. The minig is not to do a b'dika and not to be mitzaveh to do b'dika lifnei tashmish. Now, what's with doing a kinuach lachar tashmish? So the Levush Yeri's Bezriel brings down that he heard Michocham Echon that somebody shouldn't do a kinuach lachar tashmish with the davar lavan, and they'll be able to see what's going on, because for the same reason, what it's going to be if you find dam on it, then it's going to be leaving next for your parish the next time. Now he brought down from the Shver from Rabbi Yashiv that Rabbi Yashiv says we don't find anywhere that it's the issa to do a kinuach. He's not saying that you have to do a kinuach. We don't find that there's an issa to do a kinuach. Now, whether or not one should do a kinuach, certainly one should not try to do a kinuach with a davar lavan. Is it an iser? It's not an iser, maybe. However, it's always better to be mekaneach with something that's dark, that you don't get any questions. The same way that you don't have to be chayshish. What's that? There's no chashash or gosh. Chashash or gosh is only if you find dam. Here you don't have to be chayshish that there's dam, because she has a chesed tarim. And therefore, one should do a kinuach with something dark, that you do not see anything. You don't have to be a chayshish, be mistafik, and after, like we'll see in a minute. Therefore, yes, there's been shadows also of such a scenario that somebody did a kinuach with baby wipes. It's also white. These are things which one should refrain from. Don't get yourselves into shailas in the first place. If a person has a chesed tara, they don't have to be chayshish. They may use a black towel or a kedema. You don't have to be chayshish. If she finds them, then she's in trouble. Depends when. We'll see exactly how long after tashmish. If he finds on himself, that's much more problematic. If she finds, generally the kinuach is not going to be fast enough that we're going to have to be chayshish for Rav Machus Tashmish, but we'll have to down on whatever halachic status, whatever halacha that does have. How green is the green? Yeah. And you can see what. Obviously, if it's the amount that we're choishish that she's getting her vest, then she should be aware of what's going on. Generally, you do not have to be choishish for such a thing. However, that it certainly shouldn't be something which is white, which could be matamadim. It shouldn't be something which is anyhow, you might see on the linen. But it's better not to be mistapik in the first place than to be mistapik and get into shalas. And there's also the shasha libenekfa. If he's going to be chayshish every time, the bedikers of a shleib b'shas tashmish kol amar belivdei kerezi mishubacha. That's the mission on David Gimel. Now the shaila is, does this halacha apply nowadays? I don't know any chassan that was told this, that there should be kol amar belivdei kerezi mishubacha. And the shaila is, why not? It's the first halacha in the Shulchan Aruch. So there's kama time that are given in the Paiskis Ma'anenu why we're not needing to do this. One of the reasons is because nowadays Ramesha is mitzadah like this. He says that he's actually not going in this, but the same, he's not talking about this specific halacha, but the idea applies to this also, and that is that Bizma'anenu were machmer in so many things which are not mi'ikra adin, then there's no reason to do bidika and then be mitami yourself on something which is not mi'ikra adin. The whole part is that if she's really Tameh, then make sure that you know that she's Tameh. But we're going to be Tameh for things that we're Machmer for, not Miyakar Adin, to do B'dikas and Mitameh Yerushalim Adin, that we're not looking to do. That's the first thing. The second thing is that women Bizmanenu have a, that Lachura is a little bit of a Ara, that they were Machmer even in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, right? in Simcha Peches, and nevertheless he brought this down the Salacha. However, there is certainly an aspect which is Nagei Bizmanim that was not Nagei, I don't think, in the times of the Shulchan Aruch, and that is that the sensitivity that women have, that 90% of women at some point have a Pesach. And therefore, a lot of it has to do with their diet and what they eat and other things, that which was not the case in the past. And therefore, since they're so sensitive, the more bedikas that a woman does, the more of a chance she has to cause herself a Pesach. And since it's so common that women have Pesach, there's no mitzvah to go ahead and do bedika, cause yourself a Pesach, and then have to go ahead and be toilet. And therefore, certainly, we try to refrain. Pesachei Nida, or fourth, says another time, he says, interestingly, he's Matadid, he says, Bizmanenu, that priestess is so rampant, and life is full of anxieties and other types of things. He says, Chazal were loath to be Matama a woman even in their times, right? We tried to be with Kedei Latari Yishalabayla, says David HaMelech HaLashon. That my Yodim HaLachos Zam Kedei Latari Yishalabayla, that's what we're trying to do, certainly Bizmanenu, that as much as a woman could be tahor, we'd rather make her tahor and not to find any reason, any extra reason to be matamer. Now, there is a time, maybe before Tashmish, that one should do bidika. And that is, what happens if you pass by the Einas HaVest? If a woman has a Einas HaVest for Chofchet, and she passed by the Einas HaVest on Chofchet, and she waits for Ein HaBeinonis and she passes by the Ein HaBeinonis and she doesn't see, so she has to be Choshish for anything afterwards. Says Ramosha, what happens if she passes by the Ein HaBeinonis? Says Ramosha, what happens if she passes by Ein HaBeinonis and she didn't see? So she didn't see in Chofches, and she didn't see on the Yom HaChodesh, and she didn't see in Ein HaBeinonis. What's the far of Ein HaBeinonis? Why do you have to be chosh by Ein HaBeinonis? B'chilo ilam le'sira. She's not going to see this month? So what happens if she passes by the Ein HaBeinonis and she didn't see it? So her, you have Yom Lamed Aleph. You have even a bigger far of b'chilo ilam le'sira, says Ramosha. Chela gimel nun gimel. Mamela says Ramosha, that after she passed by the Ein HaBeinonis, you have to be choshish every time, and therefore before Tashmish, she should do bidika. La'alach ha'lamayitza, most places go not this way, the Shevet Levi says, you're not mechoyev to do bidika. He says, it's right to do it. We pass like the Shevet Levi, that it's not mechoyev to do bidika. However, not in the fact that it's right also, I think that most places can refrain even from doing a bidika. One should refrain from doing bidika. However, you should not close your eyes to any possibilities that maybe the vest is coming. Therefore, one should do at least an external kinuach with a beged tzivua to see if there's anything that's going on. If she sees at least something, she'll know to be perished for now. She's not going to become usher even if she sees something, because it's a beged tzivua and at the din of kinuach, it has the din of a kesem. However, she'll know if something's going on. She's not going to be a pshia if chas v'shalom something happens in the middle. But she would not have to do a bedika, make her adin lifnei tashmish. Even if she passed by the Einas HaVest, she doesn't have to be choshish. Sif Bey. B'shas Vesta Tzarech Lefesh B'meno Inachas V'lein B'shar Kvev V'shal Mitashma Shemitah Bovad. The only Isser is Tashma Shemitah. Now, with regard to Chibuk V'nishuk, we saw that the Bach says Amachmer from the Trumas HaDeshen, Amachmer Chibuk V'nishuk Tov Alav Bracho. And the Taz says that Me'ikra Adin, one should be Machmer on Chibuk V'nishuk. One has to be Machmer on Chibuk V'nishuk. The Radvaz, on the other hand, says, no, halavai that ain lechadish chumras ha'yisra, halavai sheyishmer mashamot aleim. Says the Radvaz, no, at least do what you're mechoyev to do. Don't look for more chumras. How do we go halacha l'maisa? So many learn, many, and we pass in like this Bach, that Hamachmer Bechivik Venishuk Tavala Bracha. In a Chanam Yitzam Yikar Adin, it's only within Chumrah. And Mimela, the Chumrah of Chivik Venishuk, since it's only B'der Chumrah, it's not like the Taz, Mimela, any other time that you have a vest which is a Chumrah, generally the place can say we're not going to go a Chumrah on a Chumrah. For example, or a Zeruah, which is a Chumrah, we're not going to be Machmer on Chivik Venishuk. And therefore, even those that want to be Machmer, it's not going to be a Chumrah. We're not going to do a Chumrah on top of a Chumrah. Now, with regard to sleeping in the same bed, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that if the Taz says that Ikra Din, we learn that from Avelis, that you're also in Chivik Venishuk, he says, Kol Shekain, then it's also to sleep in the same bed, even Hu Bebigda, Vehi Bebigda. Even if they're wearing pajamas, nevertheless, it would still be Aser, the Kol Shekain, that it can be Aser. Not everybody teaches this, and some people teach only this. The way that Rav Avi Yosef goes is Dafka, this is Aser. However, Chivik Venishuk is not Aser Ikra Din. And the Shulchan Aruch Harav understands the Kol Shekain to sleep in the same bed. And therefore, therefore, there are those that are machmer. Even if one is not, Rabbi Yaakov, our Shem Meshav, wanted to tie in it. The reason why many people don't learn this is because here in Eretz Yisrael, most people put the beds together. Even if you put the beds together, then it wouldn't be a problem to sleep in you're each in their own respective bed. Even if the beds are together, you wouldn't have to separate them. Then, therefore, it's not like sleeping in the same bed. One maybe should refrain from sleeping mamash in the same bed, but the two beds are together, then the chur, you would not have to be purish, and that's how the place keys ma'aninu go, they wouldn't have to separate the beds. Is it also? It's also the chur, it's together, hamach martavala bracha. The same thing with chivu v'nishuk, it's aldera chivu v'nishuk, it's a chumrah and a meila. All the things that we're going to talk about that are chumras, maybe it's a little bit too late, that we're already married for, and be knowing certain ways. And certainly a person, whenever they're knowing a chumrah, it's only b'der chumrah. And b'meila, mishkala chassidus has to be that when it's important not to be knowing the chumrah, then you shouldn't be knowing the chumrah. And therefore, it should all be b'li neder, these type of chumras. B'meila, it has the same gather as chivik v'nishuk. Those that are machmer chivik v'nishuk would be machmer in this. If you're not certainly a chumrah on top of a chumrah, we wouldn't do.
Is it day 31 also, or is there all these covered matzahs?
L'chur, they should have the same din. The question is exactly what 31 has, what halachic status 31 has. We'll wait for Kufi test for that. Now, Tzarech Lefesh Meno Oina Achas, the Beis Yosef brings down the Or Zeruah that says that it's not just Oina Achas, it's Oina Achas plus another 12 hours beforehand. It's the Oina of the vest and another 12 hours beforehand. And L'chur, like we mentioned before, the Or Zeruah is Tamua. The pashtus is that the Gemara says, Lahedin alek tar zeruah, like the Achrin of a murderer. The Gemara says that, my love oin achriti loi, oi sayno. Not only that, the Tesa Shlom says that all the Rishonim go not this way. He says that the Rif, Rambam, Rosh, Rajba, Ravid, Tor, Ben Yeruchim, Smag, Smach, Shagadile, Paiskim. Everybody goes not like this Arzeruah, so then the Chir, there's no welcome to be Machmer for this Arzeruah. The Bach is Mitzadeh that in Echanam is Takanam Yekir Adin, and you have to, there's an Indian to be Machmer, and he says the reason you should be Machmer is because what's going to happen if she sees Mamish by an Eitzachama, and she's going to think that it's after an Eitzachama, and it's really before an Eitzachama, she's only be purged during the day instead of the night beforehand, therefore she's purged the night beforehand. So the same thing by Shkiyas Achama. She's going to think that she saw really before Shkiyas Achama, and it's really after Shkiyas Achama, and she's only be purged during the day, she should really be purged afterwards also. Now, what's going to come out according to this Bach, like most of the Olam was Ma'ur, is that L'chur, the din of the Arzaruah, should not just be the Oina beforehand, it should also be the Oina afterwards. Because maybe you're going to make the same mistake. She's going to see right before she gives the Chama, she's going to see it afterwards. The part of this reminder is Ma'ur, this, he has a long shikl to be Matar, the Shita of the Bach. But if you look at the Shach, and the Kudus HaKesef, and Echanami, he brings down from the Aguda that there is such an Indian to be purged a little bit beforehand and to be purged afterwards. And that's how the Shevet HaLevi says, that in Echanami, one should be purged a little bit beforehand, and a little bit afterwards, I'll just what? Oh, so the question is exactly how much does one have to be chayshish? How much does one have to be chayshish for? This is l'chur all going in the sugya. In the sugya l'chur, the pashas of the Gemara is not this way, and the pashas of all the Rishonim say not this way. However, if you look at the Ra'avon, who's the Zayd of the Ravya, who's the Avi Ezri, who's the Arz Ruah is coming from, then he seems to learn that he learns the Pshat in the Sugya. And it doesn't seem to be that it's a Chumrah, the way that he seems to be learning the Sugya. However, if you look at the Arz Ruah himself, we'll get there to Yerushalayim in a second, the Arz Ruah himself, he says the Lashon of the Arz Ruah is not exactly how all the Achranim bring it down. It's how we brought it down to the Maror Makemis, that Omer Liyav Ha'avi Ezri, Merv Rabbi Avi Ezri Omer Li, Shregilim Lifresh, Regilim Lifresh. And it's only a Chumrah. Shevi Levi points this out. He says, now that we have the Arz Ruah, we're able to see the Arz Ruah inside, and that it's only B'der Chumrah. Itaka wasn't Ikra Din, Itaka not like the Gemara, Itaka, it was the Havamin in the Gemara, like the Bach says, which Havamin is also. Some of the Rishonim say that one of the Rishonim says, the Lekan Irish, I think he says that even though the Gemara seems to be Mashmar not that way, Kedai Arz Ruah Lismachalov. That if the Arz Ruah held it, there's an Indian to be Machmer, so then we'll be Machmer also. Now, in the Sugya and the Chanami Lechara, the Pasha says that there is no Indian to be Machmer. However, the Shach wants to taina that Bizmanenu, that woman that they don't have a Veskavua, and they see over the course of the entire day, sometimes they see earlier in the day, sometimes they see in the middle of the day, sometimes they see in the end of the day, the Mela, the entire Oina becomes their Shasa Vest, like we said beforehand. The Mela, for such a woman, their Medina, they have to be purged Oina beforehand, because the entire 12 hours became the Eitha Vest, as Prisha Sabach Vest, they have to purge the 12 hours beforehand. Now this is certainly the Messiah Bizmanenu, and even though in Halacha it's not so, maybe it's not so question like the Shach HaTzayin, because like the Kivegas murder, Arvech Arvatar, who told you that in such a case where a woman has a vest for the entire time, she has to be purged 12 hours beforehand, we're not quite sure that she's going to be Makedim 12 hours beforehand. However, Bizmanenu, women see so erratically that they don't see, sometimes they see at night, sometimes they see during the day. Ramayshin Achuva Chela Gimel Memchesi says that women that don't have a kavua time to see, sometimes the night, sometimes the day, they should be purged 24 hours. They should always be purged for an entire day. And L'chatzvila, they should also be machmer for the Arzurua, he says. The 24 hours plus the Arzurua. Now, does the Elim go that way? No. The Minig Elim is talking not that way. We don't go with this Chumar of Ramayshin to be purged like that. However, it is an Indian, there is L'chur an Indian, and Malkum to be Choshish for this Arzurua, even if Mikra Dim are not Choshish. And the Chutzani brings down from the Taras Bas Yisrael, the Sefer Taras Bas Yisrael was the Sefer, I don't know, 50 years ago, that everybody used to learn for Hilchos Nida. There, the Mechavers has a letter from the Chazanish, Nakdama, the Chazanish said, don't put the Arz Ruah in as halacha, because the minig of the G'day Lachrinim didn't end on like the Arz Ruah, so the minig for the Amayinam is not like the Arz Ruah. However, for B'nai Torah, says the Chutzani, when he means Chazanish, is to be machmir. That's how many of the Bnei Torah learned that they should be choshes lechatchila for the Zerua, and especially since the way that I like to say it is that if a woman sees on Chav Ches LaChodesh, then the only time that she doesn't have to be choshes next month is Chav Ches LaChodesh. There's no way that she's getting Chav Ches twice, because there's no doubt that she's going to hit the same month again. So there is much more tzad that she's going to talk to me a little bit beforehand, a little bit afterwards, that she's mamash going to get the same. I'm not saying that that's the reason why I have to be chayshish. I'm just saying that since women have no kviyas bechlal, then certainly when we get up to the time where it's the derech for a woman to see, we're holding already by the around the shasaves, there is makom to be machmir. However, it's only a chumrah, and therefore there are those that say that somebody shana rishana shouldn't be machmir. Certainly, we're not going to be machmer in Leil Tefila. Certainly, we're not going to be. We'll see in the Pesach Tshuva when we get to this Leil Tefila. Even if we're going to be machmer in a regular Oynas Aves by Arzur, we're not going to be machmer. And any other time that it's extenuating circumstances, also Lachera, it's Begeder Chumrah. Most people take on the Arzurah Begeder Chumrah. I would think Lechatchila, even if a person is Naig the Arzurah from the time that he was taught Al Chasana, it was only Begeder Chumrah. I saw that Shevet Levi says that Leil Chuppah, Leil Tefillah, Yitzla Derech, Bomen Aderech, you don't need Ataras Nedarim for this, because Matadan, maybe you do need Ataras Nedarim if you want to be Mekel. Generally, you don't need Ataras Nedarim, because certainly you didn't Adaita Dahachi. I would think that Lachur, the way that they teach the Arz Ruah Bizmanenu, is that they teach it as a Chumrah, so when a person is Naig that way, they're Naig Begeder Chumrah. If it's Mamish, something which is not, do you need Ataras Nedarim? I would have thought that was only taken on as a Begeder Chumrah, and therefore, if a person feels that it would be better not to be machmer now, then he would be able to be mekel. Certainly, in all these cases that he's talking about, bamen aderech, yitzla aderech, leil tefila, ukedema.
Is mine always from tchilas yeyev?
The Zman is always, no, 12 hours beforehand. Whatever, the Oina beforehand. If she saw during the day, then it's the night beforehand. If she saw during the night, it's the day beforehand. And by Nashim Didan, that's the Shach. But not everybody goes that way. That's the Shach's answer for the Ezra. Rabbi Akiva Eiger says that even if that would be true, like you're saying, that Nashim Didan, that they go back and forth through the entire Oina Saves, that Lav Daf, does that mean that they have to be perished another Oina beforehand? And the Mela, he held that Mikra Adin Itak wouldn't have to be Chayshish for such a thing. I'm sorry? Also together Chumrah. Not the, because it's also, they punks happen to get 3 months in a row, but it's not going to continue. It's Pashin Ravur. That's what we're going to have to get to. We're going to see the halacha is that a woman has a vest kavua for 29. She sees 29, 29, 29. Then she sees 26, 23, 25, 28, 33, 39, 32. For those that know a little bit. We had to get out of her face mayor. She was l'chera, she didn't see on day 29 three times. Then she sees 29 again. The halacha is, they revert back to 29. So what happens? She saw when she was 20 years old. She saw 29, 29, 29. She's now 42. She hasn't seen 29 again. But she's never been kaveh for anything 29. Bang! She gets a 29. She's 40, 22 years later, she gets a 29. She's now chayzer to her vest kavua of 29. Now she has to be chayshish. No way. L'chera, the same thing. We'll see. Since women aren't betzim, the whole vart is that betzim not your day of kaveh. You went off a few times, now you're going back. But a woman now, that's betzim not her day of kaveh. She punked God. She punked went back. That's not really her day. L'chera, and therefore... even if she has a kavua, l'chera it's not as kavua as a regular kavua. That's the Arzurua. The Yosef is the shita that's brought down over here, that you have to be perish chatiyim chati laila. It's not exactly clear what does he mean chatiyim chati laila. The Drisha seems to understand that it's always half the day, half the night. From chatzos to chatzos. If she saw after chatzos hayorim, she has to be perish from chatzos hayorim to chatzos laila. After chatzos laila, from chatzos laila to chatzos hayorim. That's when you have to be perished. Comes out that half the day, which is her oina, she's going to be mutter on, which is a big chiddush. The Taz says that can't be. You can't be mutter part of the oina. That's why he says for the same reason it can't be that it's the 12 hours before she sees, and it can't be it's the 12 hours after she sees, and it can't be it's the 6 hours before she sees and 6 hours after she sees, because all these scenarios is going to come out that she's going to be mutter part of the oina sabbath. It can't be that. The Shach, and the Chuz Gesef, he says like the other Peshat in the Drisha. He says when the day is only 10 hours, instead of 12 hours, it's in the winter, it's a shorter day, then you have to be perished for the entire day, plus an hour beforehand and an hour afterwards, into the night. Because the night takes from the day. L'chur, he doesn't say this, but L'chur would come out that if it's during the summer, that the day is 14 hours, you'd only have to be perished for 12 out of those 14 hours. The question is, what would you do if you saw in the last hour of the day? When would you perish then? That's not exactly clear. That's from the night? We talk only be perished from the night, not from the day. It's not exactly clear, according to him, where we perish. Lamaisa, at the end of the day, even though the Chafasad, Mechsam Seif, and Lechem Simla are noita to be machmer, and the Shach is metadid, like the Av Yosef. However, Roiv, Toiskim do not go with the Av Yosef, and Chain Amadabar, that we're not Krishfer. The last halacha is the Ramah over here, what's called Vesta Mavucha. It's Mavucha, what the Ramah holds. Really. What does this mean? A woman that has a vest kavua, but she's meshanas vest 2 or 3 days before and 2 or 3 days afterwards, she has to be choishes tzarach lifish b'mena beis agel yom koydim ayacharav. Finally, come on, see me kuf pei test. What does this Ramah mean? Says the Shach Sif in kuf pei test sif lama test. He doesn't mean anything special. All he means to tell you is that if a woman has a vest kavua for day 33. And now she sees on day 30, she also has to be chayshish. In addition to day 33, she also has to be chayshish for day 30. Even though she has a kavua for 33. We wouldn't say that she just goes with a kavua. She also has to be chayshish for day 30. Frek the chavisah, what are you talking about? That's a Mishnah of Freshes. That if a woman has a kavua, and she goes off of a kavua, she's kavua for tezvav, and then she goes to chav, she has to be chayshish for tezvav and chav. It's before Mishnah. We don't need any Ramah to tell me this halacha. Elamai, that's certainly not what he's coming to tell me. Now, what's Shan the Shach? What does the Shach hold? It's the way that the Pesim are Mazbe the Shach, that the Shach says that even if it's 1 or 2 days, that's Pashit, that if you go 5 days, you have Kavua for day 15, and then you switch to day 20, that's a whole different vest. You have to be Choshi, you're going to be switching your vest. But if it's only 2 or 3 days that you're off from the Yom Aves, then we would say that it's just Dam and Merubim. You just saw a few days beforehand, but Ba'atam, you're not switching from the Yom Aves. And that which you saw then, Lechura, we wouldn't have to be Choshish. You just go with the Yom Aves. Came a little bit earlier this month, but you wouldn't have to be Choshish. No, the Lech is, you have to be Choshish also. Chavas Das, on the other hand, he says, no, that's not Pshat. Pshat is, we're talking about a lady that was Kriveya for more than one day. Now that's very tricky. How can it be Kriveya for more than one day? Says the Chavas Das, I'll tell you it can be Kriveya. A woman sees on Gimel Tishrei, Gimel Cheshvan, Gimel Kislev. She was just Kriveya for Gimel. Then the next month she sees on Gimel Tevet, a Beis Tevet. And then she sees on Beis Shvat. Now if she sees the next month on Beis Adar, then she's Oiker Gimel. But if she sees on Beis Adar and it goes into Gimel Adar, so she sees on Beis and Gimel, then she never didn't see on the day, which is her vest. The whole way that you Oiker her vest is by passing by that day and not seeing on that day. It's not just that you saw on another day, it's that you passed by this day without seeing. So I saw on Gimel, 3 months in a row. The 4th month I saw on Beis, the 5th month I saw on Beis, the 6th month I saw on Beis and Gimel. So I was Kriveya for Beis, because I saw 3 times in a row on Beis, and I wasn't Oiker Gimel, because I saw the 3rd time on Gimel. So I saw that, I showed that I'm still seeing on Gimel. The month number 7, I saw on Aleph. Month number 8, I saw on Aleph. Month number 9, I saw on Aleph, and it went into Beis, and it went into Gimel. So I was Kriveya in 9 months, I was Kriveya for Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. You have to be Chayshish for all 3 days. That's what the Chavos Das says. Now, since a woman that always goes back and forth between 2 and 3 days, we don't know if she was Kaveh for all three, she should be Chayish for all three, even if we don't know that this is exactly what happened, but this is what you always do. So therefore, since we have to be Chayish, maybe we can Kaveh for these 3 days, be Mach for these 3 days.
Why doesn't it go
Bas to the Tchila? It should go Bas to the Tchila, but Klapi Akira Savest, you can't be Oiker Vest. To be Kaveh the Vest, you're Kaveh the Vest Bas the to be Oiker, you're not Oiker if you still saw on that day. What then?
Or
stopping the chur, even if stopping and starting again. Either way, as long as she saw on that day. The last shot is the Neid Yehuda, and this is the Vesta Mavucha of the Neid Yehuda. The Neid is Mechadish, that if we see that there's such a halacha in Simen Kuf Pei Vav Sif Hei Sif Gimel of a woman that has no vest, but she doesn't see for a certain amount of days. For example, she has no vest, but she sees something between 26 and 33. Before day 26, she never sees. She goes to the mikvah on day 12, up until day 26, she never sees. From 26 to 33, she does see. So from day 12 to day 26, she's ki'ilo or isha she'yesh lo vest. She's not isha she'yesh lo vest. Even though afterwards she's not going to have a vest. For these 14 days, she's isha she'yesh lo vest, because she never sees now. Says in Eid Yehuda, if that's true, that we can have a certain amount of days that a woman doesn't, even though she doesn't have a vest, but for these days we consider as she does have a vest, then we say for sure, Kol Shekein L'chomer, we're going to say the same thing. A woman that always sees during a certain amount of days, during these amount of days, she always sees. She never passes by these amount of days without seeing. Then in Echonam, we have to be choishish that all these days are Yom HaVest, and she's also for all these days. How many? How many is all these days? Every woman sees. Every woman, from the time she goes to Mikvah till day 37, she always sees. 25 days. Within the those 25 days, she always sees. Never before and then never afterwards. Always. So she's also for all those 25 days. So the truth is that the Neid Yehuda, when he says it, he's talking about 7 days. Says the Chavos Das, what's the difference between 7 and 20? Says the Chavos Das. L'chura, you're going to tell me that for 20 days also we have to be Choshish? And she's going to be also for 20 days, or she's going to have to do a Bedikah for 20 days? The way that the Chavos Das learns, it's a Moich Dochuk. You have to do a Moich for 20 days. Ein Adas Leiv Lasei, says the Chavos Das. No way that you have to be Choshish for all 20 days. And therefore, he doesn't go to Hol Halacha. Now, it's not clear how long the Neid Yehuda said it for. He did say it for 7 days. I saw the Vushi Eriz, where Israel brings down from Lekar Yesher, that brings down from his Rebbe, the Trumas Hadeshen, a similar halacha. He doesn't say it's a chiyuv, but he says that a woman that never sees before day 30, but after day 30, she sees sometimes Lamed Aleph, sometimes Lamed Beis, up to Lamed Zayin, Roi Lahachmer to be perished all those days, up till 7. Where he says if it would be 8, you don't have to be Machmer even. So there are those that say that it's 7 days, which most women, L'chara, see between day 27 and 33. Right? 26 and 33, 27, 34. Most women are seeing in these amounts of days, which would mean that every month they'd be asked for these amounts of days. Most Poiskim do not go with the 7 days. Even those that are Machmer, they do not go the 7 days. They say, Rabbi Yashar, I think he said that it's the amount of days that she gets her vest. Most women see for 4 days or 5 days. It would go up to 5 days. Rishon Zalman, Shevet Alevi, they said up to 3 days. If it's within 3 days, she always sees within these 3 days. She sees within 28, 29, 30. Always these 3 days. Then she'd be also for those 3 days. And a chanami. There you could already hear it. She never passed by these 3 days. You know, it's not exactly clear, according to these shitas, what is, how many times do you have to see on these days to say that you never passed by these 3 days? It's over the course of a year? It's over the course of how long that she doesn't, that's not exactly clear. Many person do not go with this, and they say Pshat in the Ramah is like the Shach learns, that if you have a Vest Kavua for a certain day, and you're Makdim for another day, that's how many person go. Even those that are Makdim L'maisa, I think it's only if it would be 3 days. If somebody has such a case that they Mamish, go for an entire year, and they only see within the 3 days, then they should be not to Shel Chacham. More than 3 days, certainly they wouldn't have to worry about it. But Mi'ikar Adin, I think that many places can go, not like this Nei Yehuda, rather like the Shach, and they were not Choshesh B'chol.